Luke chapter 24. Luke chapter number 24. We're going to talk about another resurrection appearance, but we just a few thoughts that quickly tonight. But I pray it'll be a blessing and a help to you. Let's back up to verse number 36 just to get some of the setting of this in Luke's gospel. Luke chapter number 24, verse number 36. Let's stand, please, while we read. Now, remember the disciples on the road to Emmaus, and they had came back to Jerusalem to tell them about what was going on. And verse 36, and as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said unto them, Peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, Why are ye troubled? And why do thoughts rise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit have not flesh and bones, as ye see me have. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed not for joy and wonder, he said unto them, Have ye here any meat? And they gave him a piece of broiled fish and of an honeycomb. He took it and did eat before them. And he said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets, in the Psalms concerning me. And then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. And said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as to Bethany. And he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and we're continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer, if you would, please. Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus. And thank you tonight, God, for all your blessings upon us. And we praise you for the time of prayer. We praise you for the time just to be in the house of God and sing the songs. Then, Lord, the song is just sung. I pray you'd help all of us take it to heart. Lord, that we don't give in, and that we shout glory, hallelujah, and keep going for your glory. I pray you'd help us tonight and now for a few moments. I do pray for the family that's in bereavement. I pray for those that are sick and those that have special needs. Then, Heavenly Father, tonight, we ask for that divine touch of God. You know what's on my heart. And I pray that I might be able to share that. And, Lord, it'd be a blessing to these folk. I pray your presence be real, the breath of God be upon us, and we'll praise you for all you do in Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated. We've been preaching for some time on Wednesday nights, mostly, about resurrection appearances, and I think this is our 10th time of doing so, and I just noticed in verse 50 through 53, and that's kind of connected with the other, but I kind of set it apart, and because it went to a different place, and I'm sure some different people saw as they went. And here we see them going to Bethany, but I want to back up on this because there's some things said here that just as an introduction that blessed my heart. When Jesus came to them and stood in the midst of them, we talked about that before, they said, Peace be unto you. And you find Jesus over and over again saying, Peace be unto you. Or be not afraid. I appreciate what God says in his word to us about that. I appreciate when God speaks to my own heart. and says, peace be unto you, be not afraid. And some going through a trial, going through something, that's really tough. And God speaks to our hearts. And he's a resurrected Savior, don't forget that. And they were terrified and frightened. They were afraid. They didn't know what was going on. You said, what would you have done if you'd been there? And they didn't have all that we have today, looking back on it. They were living it right at that time. And there Jesus stood in the midst all of a sudden, and they were afraid. And he said that peace to them. Showed them his hands and his feet and the nail prints. I'm sure one day we'll see those. And what a blessed day that will be. And I don't know how we'll feel in a glorified body. I don't know how we'll feel if we die and go there, soul and spirit. I'm not sure about all that, but I believe we'll see him as he is. And another thing I noticed real quickly here in verse 41, 42, he asked them if they had anything to eat. Do you have any meat? And they gave him a piece of boiled fish and of an honeycomb. Now, he's in a glorified body. And they give him fish and honeycomb, and he took it and did eat before them. And so, praise God, we get to eat in heaven. Amen. Amen. I like to eat once in a while. And here, Jesus took fish and ate it, and honeycomb and ate it. And I like that. I like both of those things. Amen. So he's eating before them and showing them that he's got a real body. Real glorified body. Let me plug something in right here. I hear many times, I guess I've done it. And we talked about somebody dying, they've got their new body. In one sense, that's true. They have a soulish body, but they do not have their glorified physical body. And sometimes we confuse that and think they have a glorified physical body. Not so. They don't have that until Jesus comes and raptures the church out. And said, the dead in Christ shall rise first. They'll be in the glorified physical body. But until then, I don't remember who I was reading after, they put it this way. And when they die, soul, spirit goes on to be the Lord. The best way they knew how to call it was a soulish body. And I guess that's a good way to say it. I don't know any other way to say it. Brother Hughes may have something better. I don't know. But the soulish body is the only thing I know how to call it. And I do know that in a soulish body, that they feel, they hear, they talk. And Luke 16 tells us that, amen. And Lazarus wasn't in a glorified physical body. He was in paradise. And so we get that much, and we pick up a piece of here and there. But we don't understand it all, and we can't explain it all. And it's all too great for us, but I know it's real. And I know if I go from this world, I say if I die. But the Bible says, he that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. So if I happen to pass out here and leave out and go on to glory, I believe on my soulish body, I'll rejoice, see people I know, see the Lord Jesus, and rejoice in that. Don't know what all we'll do. Don't know exactly how we'll feel. It's all in a different dimension that we don't know about. We read a little bit about it, but we don't really know much about it. But all we do know about it is great for those that are saved. It's awful for those who are not saved. Those that know not the Lord Jesus Christ do not have that joy that we have to enjoy here while we live. Somebody, I read just today about somebody that was dying. Their son was dying. He's a Christian boy, young man. He was dying, and his name was Frank. And his dad asked him, said, Frank, how is it? He said, Dad, all the time I've been saved, it's been joy, but now it's joy overflowing. I say hallelujah, and when we leave out of here, he'll be joy overflowing to get to glory. Well, I got to get to what I wanted to say tonight, but look at verse 45. Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. I'm plugging this in also. I'm glad God opens our understanding that we might understand scripture. They didn't understand it. They didn't fully grasp this resurrection and all about it till he opened their understanding. Unsaved don't really grasp it all until God works in their hearts, opens their understanding. They don't understand they're lost and going to hell until God opens their understanding that they can grasp that and know that they're really going to hell without God. And then the grasp that Jesus took their place and died on Calvary. I don't really grasp that till Jesus opens their understanding. But I want to get to verse number 50. And he led them out as far as to Bethany. Now, Bethany is about 2 or 2.5 miles out of Jerusalem, southeast, I believe, of Jerusalem on the eastern slope of Mount Olive. And he led them out there, lifted up his hands, and blessed them. He blessed them. I call this the resurrection appearance of being blessed. He blessed them. Can you imagine? Now, I've seen pictures on news clips about the Pope blessing people. He and his attire looks mighty, you know, and all that, and stands there with his hands up, and he's a blessing to people. So they say. But I'm glad, praise God, there's one greater than him. He's one that can really bless you. And when he blesses you, you get blessed. Amen. I'm glad he is the blesser. And he blesses us. And to think of those men that were privileged to be there with him. And he blessed them. And notice what happened. It came to pass while he blessed them. He was blessing them when this happened. He was parted from them and carried up into heaven. Remember in Acts chapter 1, I believe about verse number 8, somewhere in there, he went on into glory, and he parted from them. And Bible says, and they as he went up, they gazed up into heaven. And what would you been doing? I've been gazing, my mouth gapped open, my eyes wide open, popping out. If somebody started up, amen, I'm preaching tonight. Now, if Brother Terry started going up, I'd be looking up too, see where he's going. And but Jesus started up, and they'd be looking up. They was probably wondering what in the world. And two men stood by them in white apparel, said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which you've seen go away, shall so come again in like manner as you've seen him go." And I say, hallelujah. He's coming back in like manner. He's coming back. Maybe tonight. What a glorious night it would be if Jesus would come. And so he blessed them. He was parted from them, carried up into heaven. Now, notice the results of this. When God blesses you, there is a result. When God blesses us, there ought to be a result of it. And he carried up in there. And notice verse 52. And they worshiped him. They worshiped him. They did not worship the two men that stood by in white apparel. They worshiped Jesus. They didn't worship somebody else. They didn't worship a stump. They didn't worship some idol. They didn't bow to some cross. They did not do that. They worshiped the living Christ. And that's exactly what I do. I appreciate the cross of Calvary and what Jesus did for me, but I don't have to bow to the foot of some wooden cross somewhere, some metal cross. We got a cross in the baptistry up here. It's just symbolic. We don't need to bow to it. Won't help you one bit. We bow before the living Christ and worship him and adore him and give him glory and give him honor. Notice what it said. And return to Jerusalem with great joy. Being blessed of God is to worship him, then turn with great joy and have great joy. Well, if he ever blesses you, you ever been really blessed by God? I heard Brother Mark testify the other day about that week God had blessed him. And you could see it in him. It was shining on him that God had blessed him. And God blesses you, it ought to shine on you, amen, and be aglow. I praise God for the blessings of God. And God's blessed us, and we praise him for it and give him glory. And said they had great joy. And then continually, here's another one. They were continually in the temple. There wasn't anybody begging them to go to church. They were glad to get there. Amen. It's a Wednesday night crowd. I guess y'all don't need this, but I'm telling you tonight, they went to church all the time. They continually in the temple. And notice what they're doing while they're there. They were praising and blessing God. Now, something struck me in this I never seen before, never noticed. God, Jesus had blessed them, and they went back and they worshiped him, and we were filled with joy. And then when they got back, they was in the temple continually. But notice what they were doing in the temple. They were praising and blessing him. That got a hold of me the other day, and I thought, they were blessing God. Jesus had just blessed them. Now, they are blessing God. It blesses God when we worship him, when we have joy of him, when we're in his house continually and praising him. It blesses the heart of God. Don't you know that when you get blessed, how you feel, what joy it is, what it does to you? Well, we have an opportunity to bless the living God. That'll dawn on you about 3 o'clock in the morning. You'll jump out of bed and turn 3 flips. Amen. I couldn't understand myself when I saw that. I get to bless God. I get to bless God. And He's the one that saved me. He's the one that made me. He's the one that's done all this for me. I have the privilege in the house of God to praise His holy name. Thank you, brother, for singing the song you sung. Say hallelujah and praise the Lord. That's good. Amen. Say hallelujah and praise the Lord. Brother Tim just got back. And I'm about finished preaching. He knew when to come in. Amen. I want you to leave tonight with that thought that we have the privilege to bless God. I never thought of it till I was reading this scripture. He blessed them. We're always looking for God to bless us. Lord, bless me. Lord, help me. But boy, we get the privilege to come in the house of God and praise Him and bless Him. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Father, thank you for the privilege to be in the house of God. Worship. Have joy. Go to the house of God. Praise you. And bless you. Lord, my heart overflows with that thought. I praise you tonight. Lord, I want to bless you. Because you have blessed us so much. Thank you. Help us tonight, Lord, in this part of the service. We know not what to do except to give folk privilege to come and bow and thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.